No, I gave you permission already.
Okay. All right. And you said that you desire to stay with Peter, but as the information on our website points out, by adhering to Benedict the 16th, you're actually not staying with Peter?
Because you're establishing a basis, with all due respect, that I do not believe is accurate.
Why don't you believe it's accurate?
Well, I'm driving at the moment, so I've got a headpiece on it. I don't have information in front of me, and so I don't know fully at this very moment what you had on the website. I looked it over, but at the time I felt it was inaccurate.
Well, it's definitely accurate, and the reason that Benedict the 16th cannot be a successor of St. Peter is because he's not even Catholic. For example, if we stick to the topic of the papacy...
Where do you get that? That's just outrageous.
Well, we've read his writings, and we've documented it from his writings, that, for example, he teaches that the Eastern, quote, Orthodox are part of the Church of Christ. Are you familiar with the Eastern, quote, Orthodox?
Very much so.
Okay. They reject the papacy. They reject Vatican I. They do not believe in papal infallibility. According to Catholic teaching, they're heretics and schismatics. They're not part of the Church of Christ.
They're schismatic. Whether they're heretical in all the things you described, I'm not sure.
No, they're definitely heretical, because to deny a defined dogma is heresy. Okay? And in fact, there are papal quotes which describe similar groups as heretics and schismatics. For example, Pope Pius IX, in his encyclical on the, quote, old Catholics, who are even closer to the Catholic faith than the Eastern, quote, Orthodox, because the old Catholics would reject the definition of papal infallibility as defined by Vatican I. The Eastern, quote, Orthodox reject papal infallibility and papal supremacy. And so Pope Pius IX refers to the old Catholics as heretics and schismatics. The Eastern Orthodox are.
Can we back up to where we were before, where I said that I believe my statement was I do not necessarily believe that they're heretical in all the things that you state? And then you said, well, they're absolutely heretical, and you went on to a dissertation?
Okay, they are heretical in the area we're discussing, namely their denial of the papacy.
Well, but wait a minute. Let's be fair here. You launched on Benedict the 16th, His Holiness Benedict the 16th, and you stated that he believes that they are. I believe you said that they are part of the. Say it again. What did you have? What were the words you used?
He believes that they're part of the Church of Christ.
Is that an exact quote? Is that exactly what he said, or is that a summary?
I could give you a number.
In the context?
Sure. For example, he made a common declaration with, quote, Orthodox Bishop Chrysostomos on June 16th, 2007. And together they said, we assure our faithful of our fervent prayers as pastors in the church. Okay, so he describes the schismatic and heretic as a pastor in the church. Here's another one. Joint declaration with schismatic patriarch Bartholomew, November 30th, 2006. They refer to our responsibility as pastors in the Church of Christ. So he not only says that the schismatic and heretic is in the Church of Christ, which is heresy, but he says he's a pastor in the Church of Christ, which means that he has some sort of authority. He praises their sects all the time. This is not only these two declarations. There are countless declarations. In fact,
but that isn't heretical in and of itself.
Yes, it is. Because it is heretical because the Church dogmatically teaches that if you reject Peter and his successors and any teacher in the church, you're outside the body. And I could give you all kinds of papal teaching on that matter. It's definitely heretical.
I get that, but by stating that he's a pastor in the church does not stand in the way of Peter.
This individual he is describing as a pastor in the church rejects Peter. Do you get it? He rejects. He rejects Peter. It's like describing a Protestant.
Eastern traditions generally reject papal primacy
and papal infallibility.
To say that he rejects Peter, and to say that he rejects his infallibility is not 100% accurate.
Well, let me give you a quote.
They believe. Wait a minute, my turn, please, brother. My turn. Okay. What they believe, I believe, is they believe in the infallibility of the collegial bishops when they come together, correct?
They believe that the church is protected in some of her ecumenical councils, but that's irrelevant.
Let me respond to your question.
Here it is.
You're not letting me finish.
Okay, you can go for a minute, and then I'll respond.
Oh, so you get the said timeline? That's not right.
Is that okay with you?
Be fair about that. Well, let me finish my statement.
Okay.
And then we'll move forward. If you notice, I was very kind to you, so please be kind to me as well, okay? So what I was saying is they do recognize infallibility. They don't recognize papal, singular infallibility. But to say that they reject infallibility altogether is not an accurate statement, and that's what you said.
No, I said they reject papal infallibility. That's what I said, and can I respond now? Are you done? Can I respond? That your statement is irrelevant because it's a heresy to reject papal infallibility. Papal infallibility was defined as a dogma by the First Vatican Council, and in fact it specifically mentions that this authority is of the Roman Pontiff himself and not of the consensus of the Church. It emphasized that the Pope possesses this authority within himself. And so let me finish. I've been kind to you. Let me finish.
Yes, I
have. And that's an example of the hypocrisy of heretics like you, because I listened.
Now you're calling me a heretic? Whoa!
You are a heretic. But what I was saying is that Vatican I anathematizes people who don't accept papal infallibility. That's a fact. Are you there?
I'm there. I'm listening.
Okay. Do you understand that simple point? That to reject papal infallibility is to deny the faith of Christ. And in fact, Vatican I says you cannot deviate from this teaching and keep your faith and salvation. And if you don't have the faith, you can't be in the church, because there's only one faith in the church. And that's why Leo XIII, in his encyclical on the unity of the church, he says, if they deliberately secede from Peter and his successors, by this secession they are separated from the foundation. They are therefore outside the edifice itself. That's papal teaching. That's dogma. I could give you so many papal quotes on that point. And so Benedict XVI completely rejects that. Completely. And in fact, he not only rejects it, it's the official teaching.
He did not reject that.
I just proved he did.
You did not just prove that he did. You did not just prove that he did.
I mean, how could you possibly say that?
There are many quotes that I don't have in front of me, but if I had opportunity, where I could bring up in many of his writings where he talks about the infallibility of the papacy.
That's not the point.
So you take one situation and say that he rejects papal infallibility.
No, what I'm saying to you is, if you'd follow the point carefully, he would claim to believe in papal infallibility. But he's denying the papacy by saying that people who reject the papacy and papal infallibility are in the church. He wouldn't say that he rejects it himself, although actually we have quotes on that. But the point is, he's saying other people who reject it.
You do not have quotes on.
Have you read any of his books?
I've read his latest book that was edited. It escapes my mind.
Jesus of Nazareth, Holy Week. Yeah, I've read 28 of them, okay? And in his latest book, by the way, he denies the historical accuracy of St. Matthew's Gospel. He says the words in Matthew 27:25, his blood be upon us and our children, are wrong. He says not historical fact. He's a raging modernist. He denies everything. And see, what you have to understand is fidelity to the Catholic Church and fidelity to the magisterium is adhering to what the Church has always taught. There have been over 40 anti-popes in Catholic history. That's a fact. There have been anti-popes in Rome.
There have been.
Right. We had a great Western schism where there was massive confusion. three claimants to the papacy, and a situation where the true pope was the weakest of the three, where most of the Catholic world was supporting anti-popes. That's a fact. And it's predicted that there will be a massive apostasy and falling away from the faith at the end of the world. And if some of these crises that I've been talking about were just a prelude to what's going to come at the end, how deceptive and widespread will the falling away be in the final days? And that's the point.
The key word is if.
What was that?
The key word is if there.
No, it can be documented with abundant detail. You've got pro-abortion politicians being praised as Catholics in your church. Ted Kennedy...
But that doesn't mean that that's a sign of the end times.
That's a sign of manifest heresy, and heresy expels one from the church. Okay, Vatican II was filled with heresies. It praised Islam, taught that non-Catholics can receive communion, taught new and heretical teaching on religious liberty. That's why there's so much scandal in the Vatican II church, because it's filled with heresy. It's actually a completely counterfeit church. And but
you're
for you to say, like,
wrong, my friend.
About what?
About what you said.
But let's just focus on the one fact.
It is not a counterfeit church.
It absolutely is. But let's just focus on the one fact that do you dispute this quote I'm giving you, where he's describing the Orthodox as a pastor in the Church of Christ?
We still don't understand the total context in which that was stated.
Yes, I have the context. I have
you
it right
have
here.
The context. I do not have the context.
Do you want me to read it to you?
Well, you can read it to me, but I still don't have the
right.
Context.
And see, here's the point. It's on our website. But see, the feeling I get, and it's a shame, but it's somewhat common, is that no matter what evidence you would see, you would reject it, because you're blinding yourself deliberately to the truth. It's just like Protestants.
Blinding myself deliberately to the truth.
Yeah, it's just like Protestants who are convinced.
What else am I doing?
Well, for example, you ever heard of the Joint Declaration with Lutherans on Justification?
Yes, Joint Justification, correct.
You heard about that? Do you know anything about it?
I know somewhat about it, yes.
Well, Benedict XVI approved that. It teaches that faith alone is not condemned by the Council of Trent. Do you have a problem with that?
Well, you're falling off track, because my question to you is, what else do I believe?
What else do you believe?
You stated some things that I believe that I'm the only one who's an authority on what I believe and what I don't believe, but you came across as an authority on what I believe and what I don't believe, so I gave you an opportunity to prognosticate what I believe and what
well,
I don't
okay,
believe.
Well, okay, sure. That based on what you've indicated, you believe that people can declare that schismatics and heretics are in the Church of Christ, and you will still say that that's not contrary to the faith. That is heretical and dishonest. That's what you believe. And so that's a problem. And that's why when I've given you two quotes, and there are plenty others, in his book The Light of the World, he confirms that the official teaching of your sect, the Vatican II sect, is that the Eastern Orthodox churches are true particular churches. That means that they're true local churches.
Because he makes a distinction between that and ecclesial community.
Right, and he says that you're now admitting that he teaches that the Eastern Orthodox are true particular churches in the Church of Christ. Would you agree with that?
In the context that he says it, yes.
Okay, well, earlier you just denied that he said that.
No, I did not. What I said was I did not know the context in which the statement...
Okay, it doesn't matter because...
Other statements. No, of course it matters. You bring these things to light as fact, and yet I told you from the outset that I was driving down the road. I didn't have anything in front of me, and yet you're reading statement after statement, which... I'm just supposed to say, okay, this guy's right.
Well, hey, hold on a second, but the statements here aren't in dispute because we agree that that's what he teaches. You're now agreeing with me that he says...
I agreed with you that in the aforementioned statement, the most recent one, he made a distinction between true churches and ecclesial communities.
Right.
I am agreeing with that.
Okay.
Correct.
And
that's
that,
what I'm agreeing with.
Okay, so
I'm
we're not, in agreement that he teaches that
on
the...
that.
Right, and
on that,
and here's the problem for you, that the position that the Eastern, quote, Orthodox are true particular churches is heretical because they reject the papacy. They are not in the church. They're not true parts of the church. They're not true local churches. They're outside the church.
I tell you what, do me a favor. I'm almost out of time. I would like to continue this conversation, and I'd like to pick right up where we left off. I'm gonna do some research at that point, and we can continue this conversation. How does that sound?
Okay. When would that be?
Why don't we shoot each other some emails over the next couple of days and sometime next week? How does that sound?
Yeah, we can see what happens. Yeah, that's definitely an option.
Definitely an option. Okay.
Okay.
All right, brother. You have a good day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.